Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And now, here's to your health.
Good morning and welcome to Here's to Your Health. This is Dr. Carla, and joining us today is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Susan taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA for over 30 years how to be healthy and fit. And she is a leading, international holistic health educator. She's going to reveal today to us her favorite methods on how to detoxify and rejuvenate our body and why that's so necessary. For over 35 years, Dr. Susan's been teaching people worldwide about the importance of a year-round detoxification to keep the body healed, healthy, youthful, and energetic. And she even custom designs programs for many of her clients and leads workshops around the world on this topic. So I want to welcome Dr. Susan to our show today. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carla. I'm so happy to be with you. And what a great topic for this time of year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody is trying to get in their best shape as we, get into spring. And I'm just so happy that you could join us today to talk about this, because we're going to base this off of two of your books. You've written many, many books, but the ones you're going to look at today with us is The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Choose to Thrive, right?
Yeah. And who doesn't want to thrive in life?
Yeah.
And I believe that God has blessed us with a magnificent, miraculous body. So one of our gifts back to God, one of the many gifts we can give back, is to take loving care of our body and to keep it healthy. And one of the best ways to keep it healthy is to keep it cleansed and detoxified year-round, not just the first week of January when maybe you go on some type of renewed program, but all year long. And I learned all of these keys to detoxification when I was a teenager from my grandmother. And as a result of all of her wisdom and teaching, what I do year round, rather than taking 1 week out of the year, is I go 1 day a week, 3 days monthly, 7 days with each change of season. And then every 2 to 3 years, I'll go 40 days and I do some type of cleansing detox program.
Can you just give us a brief physiology 101 on our body's detoxification system and how a toxic environment affects our health and vitality?
Absolutely. All right, so 101 here.
Okay.
Our bodies are made up of, take notes, everybody.
Right, get your pens and papers
out. We'll have
out.
A test. It's made up of trillions of cells. And each cell receives nutrition, and then each cell has to expel waste and toxins. They have to be eliminated from the body in a timely manner. And when cells are deficient in nutrients or are overpowered with toxic residue and waste, then our cellular function doesn't work well, and there's a slow decline in health. And if you think about it, sadly, there are thousands of toxic chemicals all around us, pesticides in foods, chemicals in water, pollutants in the air we breathe. Even the cosmetics, ladies, that you put on your skin are full of toxic chemicals. But one of the greatest health secrets, is that you have control over the pollution in your body. If you keep a balanced and clean internal environment, you won't succumb to that toxic buildup so prevalent in most of the bodies.
Well, and the immune system, I'm sure, is involved in trying to work to get rid of those toxins that are in the body. But tell us, how do you know if you need to detoxify your body? What are some of the signs of that?
Okay, so I'll list a few. We hope no one's having a breakfast right now. So they include yeast infection, constipation, frequent colds, flu, weight gain, mood swings, depression, lack of focus and concentration, allergies, gas, bloating, overall chronic fatigue, lack of energy. And the truth is that those who cleanse regularly look and feel younger and are much healthier and live longer lives than those who ignore the need to internally cleanse.
So what are some of the simple steps? There's, you know, to our listeners out there that are thinking, oh my gosh, is this going to involve a lot of work? Can you start us off with some simple steps on how you detoxify the body? And what about if you're on medications or you have illnesses? Do people need to talk with their physician before they would do this? Or is it something that they could do and have no worries about side effects?
And I wish we had 2 hours.
I know.
Yes, I know. All right, let me say, it starts with diet most of the time because our modern diets are to blame for most of our ailments. I believe, Carla, that many people are digging their graves with their knives and forks and are making life and death decisions every time they sit down to a snack or a meal. And disease is often a result of our body becomes sluggish, congested, acidic, and polluted. And you just talked about drugs. Keep in mind that antibiotics, excess sugar, carbonated beverages, chemical food additives, even over-the-counter drugs, they all alter our acid-alkaline balance of the intestinal tract, often killing off the good bacteria. So simply, and I'll tell you what this means in a moment, is eat clean. You want to avoid processed foods and chemical additives. You want to keep your body well hydrated, drinking lots of good purified water. And by the way, you can go to the search bar on my website, put in the word detox, and lots of great info will come up.
Okay, and that, let's get that out there real quick, your website for our listeners.
It's my name, Susan SmithJones.com, and over on the side there's a little search bar. You put in the word detox, you'll get lots of great information.
Okay, so and you know, I've heard a lot about living in a city versus, you know, rurally, just even being exposed to the noise and how that affects the stress and the cortisol response. And so, I mean, there's so many things that are impacting us that we aren't even aware of. So it's important to be able to at least do what we can. And so the detox and rejuvenating is something that we can do. What about the water, though, as far as the recommendations? There's a lot of different ways that you can purify water, from on your refrigerator to bottled waters to, I think it's ionizing. Is that, am I wrong about that? What are your recommendations on that?
Well, so, and I've studied about water for decades, literally. Started when I was one. And keep in mind that our body, the cells inside our body of the 70 trillion cells, they're 70% water. Our body overall is 70% water. Our planet is 70% water. I don't think that's a coincidence. So we do need to drink at least 8 glasses of purified water. My favorite is alkaline, and another time we'll do a whole show on metabolic acidosis. Mm-hmm. But the water should be the right pH, and it was Ralph Nader who once said he doesn't think there's any water in America that's worth drinking that comes out of the tap. So there are different machines and devices you can get. I would not buy alkaline water in the store. It's too expensive. It's not good for the environment. It doesn't keep the pH it should be. And for almost 20 years, I've had something called an ionizer plus in my kitchen, one in my office, too, that creates fresh, purified alkaline water. Because when you can drink more alkaline water, it helps get rid of all the toxic residue in your body. And since you drink so much water through the day, that's a great thing to get a device at home.
Right. And some of the things that cause us to become acidic, well, the Western diet, particularly, but you know, here in the United States, we have a lot of coffee drinkers. Coffee's very acidic.
Very.
Even wines are acidic, right?
Yes. And anything with coloring and additives and flavoring and white sugar, white flour foods, Basically, fruits and vegetables are alkaline-rich foods. Everything else you eat causes an abundance of too much acidity in your body, and that pollutes your body.
And it also puts us into a state where it's easier to go into disease processes, right?
That's right. I mean, it changes the whole chemical makeup of the body, and then that you lose the friendly bacteria, and then the bad bacteria can eventually overrun the body and severely depress, like you just said, the immune system.
Right. And we have a lot of chronic disease in the United States and in actually Western society. And if you look at other cultures that don't have the type of diet that we have here, they don't have the amount of chronic diseases. So I think that there's something to this, much more than what we realize. And wasn't it Hippocrates, I think, in your book, let food be thy medicine, right?
Yeah, and medicine be thy food.
And medicine be thy food.
I know. I mean, God's given us everything we need. And, you know, besides cleansing the body, I also think, you know, and I'll talk a little bit more specifically about foods to eat and not eat when you're on a cleanse. But I think we also need to fast from negative thinking, from constantly having our minds filled with worry and doubt and gossip and unforgiveness. You know, we need to purify our bodies and our minds.
Yes. And this is where meditation, prayer, rest. And what's interesting is some of the studies that indicate that meditation, when you're in a state of meditation and prayer, that it can be more restful than sometimes what people have in their sleeping time.
No, that is so right. And not only that, but even negative thoughts create a more acidic body. And then the more acidic you are, it's like a vicious cycle. Then the more depressed you get.
See, now you're getting into some of my research area on hope and health outcomes. And we definitely know that people with higher levels of hope tend to have more positive health outcomes.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And then, but also, you still need to get good sleep. Because
Right. Remember,
sleep is when the body renews, rebuilds, detoxifies itself and rejuvenates.
Right. It's actually repairing things in your body while you're in your deep sleep.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. So you know what? I want to ask this because in the Eastern culture, I had a sister-in-law at one time that was from Japan, and she was very much about skin brushing and the sauna. And can you tell us about the skin brushing, what this is?
Oh, boy. See, Fritzi, my grandmother, when I was a teenager, taught me to dry skin brush. Skin brushing is one of the finest ways to detoxify your skin and to promote good circulation and to help reduce and prevent cellulite. So very simply, because you can put dry skin brushing in the search bar on my website, you can find articles. But you want to brush your entire body, except your face and the private areas,
right,
before you shower or bathe. And you get a brush, not with nylon bristles, but with natural fiber bristles. And then you always brush in a little circular motion. I'm doing this, you can't see. And you go, start with your feet, your legs, and go in the direction towards your heart. And then you will find that after 30 days, you'll have like the skin of a baby. And if you don't believe this, I'm going to have you do a little test. Put a dark colored towel down on your bathroom floor or maybe even in the shower and remove all your clothes and have a good brush, with a long handle so you can get the back. I've done this for decades. And then you do circular motions, dry skin brush, and you will not believe all the dead skin cells that are on this dark. You have to get a dark towel, then you can see it.
Well, and I'm thinking that, first of all, this would help with circulation, but also it would help with the oxygen, you know, how our skin breathes.
It does, because it's, you know, most of us women know about exfoliating our face, but and that helps the new skin cells be regenerated quicker. And most skin cells have a lifespan of a month, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. But if you help along with, because I exfoliate my face with, you know, different little products 2-3 times a week to keep it glowing, most people ignore the body. So if you commit to doing dry skin brushing, and a dry skin brush is between $6 and $10.
Well, and it's a good preventative way to be able to help keep that circulation and to be able to just, you know.
It feels great. And then after you dry skin brush, then you shower or bathe, because you have to do it on dry skin. But in 30 days, you've got all these new skin cells. You won't believe how beautiful and youthful your skin looks.
Well, that's always a wonderful bonus, right? Right?
Yes, yeah.
So the and I found that so interesting, because it seems to be the norm in the Eastern culture. Saunas seem to be the norm when you're over in like Belgium and France and those places, where in the United States they're here and there, and there's, you know, medicinal value to them.
I'll tell you, I have 2 infrared saunas, and the sauna and my Ionizer Plus and possibly my blender are the 3 most important products for my healthcare program. And see, far infrared is a section of the light band that's not visible to the human eye, but it can be felt as heat. And an infrared sauna is different than, and I've got a major article about this on my website, it's different than a regular sauna. It's not as hot, and you don't feel as suffocatingly hot. It's different than steam. But you know, with all the toxins in the environment, skin, there are 4 channels of elimination in the body: the bowel, the lungs, the kidneys, and the skin. And the skin, each one should really, ideally, get rid of, release 2 pounds of toxins per day. So the skin is responsible for getting rid of 1/4 of our body's toxins every day. And when you go into and I'll give you a telephone number in a moment to get more info, but when you go into an infrared sauna and you sit in a session for about 20 minutes, and you can sleep, you can listen to music, you can, I have a Bible on tape, so I listen to that in the sauna. It's inspiring, and you sweat, you perspire, but you still can wear jewelry and take in my alkaline water. And 1 session in the sauna gives you the physiological benefit of jogging 3 miles. And then you come out, you shower off, you end with a cool shower. And I'll tell you a little secret. I don't know if I've ever said this out loud, but whenever I need to do a photo shoot, I make sure about 3 hours before the photo shoot I've taken an infrared sauna, because it gives me a glow that no makeup artist can even duplicate.
Interesting.
It's great on my skin, but you've got to make sure you get the right kind of sauna. You know, they come for 1 person all the way up to 6 people or more.
Right.
But often saunas are built with toxic glues, and you don't want that. There's this company in Boulder, Colorado, High Tech Health, and they make different infrared saunas that are free of any toxic residue in the building material. And I'll give you their number. It's 800-794-5355. 800-794-5355. I've got information all about the infrared sauna on my website.
Right.
I have their Thermal Life in my office. It's called Thermal Life Infrared Sauna. And my favorite, actually, is the Transcend Sauna. And I get the one for 4 people. Now, I only use it alone, but I get that because...
Then you can lay down and you can listen to your Bible. Right.
And then my feet go up on the wall, and then halfway through I take a cool shower, and then I go back in again.
Well, the reason that we're talking about this today, people are probably saying, wait a minute, am I listening to Iowa Catholic Radio, and what is this about? The reason that we're talking about this today is because we have a responsibility to take care of our health. And when you look at all of the money that people pay for medications for doctor visits, for, you know, illness days, that the cost at work alone for that, it really is important that we look outside the box and things that maybe that haven't been as traditional that we've focused on in being preventative focused on our health. And so definitely looking at plant-based food. I mean, you, the Forks Over Knives movie talks about that, and the China study, and mm-hmm. and fresh juices. I had a question regarding that, as far as for people when they are diabetic and the fresh juices and the high sugar content in the juice. Have you had any feedback about that?
I just made juice, and I'm sitting here with, can you hear this? I'm stirring it with my juice in front of me. You don't want sweet fruit juice. You want to have more vegetable juices. So okay. My juice right here has lettuce and kale and spinach and celery. And then I put in some beet, so it's a beautiful purple color. That doesn't mean that on occasion you can't have a fruit juice, but, you know, like I have a little bit of carrot, not a lot. But make sure that you have a big glass of water before you drink a fruit juice.
Okay.
And then that way, when you and then dilute the fruit juice as well, because you don't want overpowering amounts of sugar in your body at once.
Right, right. And it's very condensed. And also, when you're getting your fruits and vegetables, do you recommend that they're organic? And if so, why?
Well, whenever possible, because... Listen, one of the reasons we keep the body detoxified is all the pesticides and pollutants that we take into our body from the foods we eat. So you don't want to put more in with what you're eating. Ideally, choose organic. But if, you know, and it does taste better, and it does have more nutrients. But if sometimes you can't afford organic, just make sure you wash your produce well. And remember that when the body is clean, it can absorb efficiently all the essential nutrients it needs to heal, repair, and maintain good health. So the next time, Carla, you hear that expression, cleanliness is next to...
godliness.
That's right.
Yes.
Understand that that conveys an extremely important aspect of health and rejuvenation. That I think that the more cleansed you keep your miraculous body that God's given you, the more room you'll have to be filled with light.
Yes, and I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. She is a holistic health educator. She taught at UCLA the students, staff, and faculty for over 30 years. Now she travels internationally to help people learn how to heal their bodies, be healthy, youthful, and energetic. And, you know, Susan, that's probably one of the things that I hear the most is people just saying, I don't have any energy, as they age especially. But I'm hearing this from younger people. When I teach at the college level, even, I don't have any energy.
Yeah, it's amazing. And there are really simple ways to rectify that. You know, I wish we had 2 hours. First of all, get more sleep. That's a no-brainer. And then eat healthier foods. Emphasize more plant-based foods. It's very difficult to digest foods that come from animals. And so it takes a lot of your energy to do that. When your body is toxic, it zaps your energy. If you're even the smallest bit dehydrated, you haven't had enough water, that causes you to feel more fatigued. And whenever you eat more acidic foods, and that's anything other than fruits and vegetables, or coffee, or alcohol, or caffeinated tea, or even caffeinated chocolate, that causes your body to be more acidic. So, in other words, take my advice. Do a 1 day a week, 2 to 3 days monthly, 7 days with each change of season, and keep that body cleansed and detoxified. And if you do, some of the things you can look forward to would be a flatter abdominal area, relief from bloating and constipation, clear thinking, greater sense of well-being, a stronger immune system, You know, you'll sleep better, you'll look younger, your skin will be great. You know, let me put this simply. When you do internal cleansing, it dramatically improves the quality of your overall health. And, Carla, it's one of the best ways to break any bad food habit, like always salting your food, being addicted to dairy or white sugar, white flour products, sodas. And the goal is you keep your colon and liver clear of excess toxins and waste, and then it frees up the energy to be used by the rest of the body.
And I'm thinking to myself now, if somebody's listening that just wants to pick a couple of these just to be able to begin, would you think skin brushing and maybe they could do 2 days a week of plant-based foods?
There you go. That's so simple, and that's so easy.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't pick a weekend, and I would say drink more water, get more sleep, dry skin brush. It's very inexpensive, and even though it's all in the curative kitchen and choose to thrive, let me rattle through some very detoxifying foods.
Okay, and we have 2 minutes left, so
go ahead. Yes, yes. Leafy green vegetables, lemons, garlic, green tea, grapefruit, anything with seaweed, even blueberries. Blueberries help block toxins from crossing the blood-brain barrier into the fatty tissues of the brain. Watermelon is filled with a liver-cleansing antioxidant called glutathione, so watermelon's great. Emphasize these foods. And of course, if you can afford a sauna, there's nothing better for a full body detoxification, and get out and exercise to the point where you really work up some sweat.
I hope that everybody's taking notes, but I want you to give your website again to our listeners so they can go to that, because it has a wealth of information. Can you give that to our listeners?
Yes, yes.
It's
my name, SusanSmithJones.com. Don't forget to sign up for the free monthly holistic, you know, healthy living newsletter. And
they can just put in in your search bar at your website, Susan Smith Jones, they can just go ahead and type in detox.
Detox or infrared sauna or ionizer plus alkaline water. All of this info will come up.
Perfect. Well, I am so glad that you could join us again today, and you are going to be joining us monthly to give us health information. I am too. So you're going to be back with us again next month, and we'll look forward to that. And today we're just talking with Dr. Susan Smith Jones about detox and rejuvenate. And for more information, go to her website, SusanSmithJones.com, and you can learn much more about all of the things that she has spent so many years teaching people on how to be healthy and how to thrive. Thank you so much, Susan, for joining us today. And I'm Dr. Carla on Here's to Your Health.
Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Now, live your life for God, and here's to your health.